Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Some news about their development of AI and, you know, the potential for people to be able to interact with it and such. But artificial so-called intelligence, we've talked about the art generation aspect of it, which is pretty fun and pretty interesting.
And pretty good.
And really good. And then there's, we covered briefly the AI-generated music, and it's not so good at this point.
I haven't messed with it. Maybe a musician could make something better happen with it, but...
Maybe.
I don't know.
It needs some work. But, you know, these things are pretty early on, all things considered. They're going to get there.
It's not going to be as streamlined or as intelligent like an AI art generation bot. You could tell it, hey, I want a skeleton standing on a cliff or whatever, and it will understand that. But if you tell it, hey, I want a song about a skeleton standing on a cliff, it's not going to have any idea what to do with that.
I presume. I mean, we only spent like one brief episode talking about that aspect of it because it really wasn't that interesting. But then there's also the chat robots that are out there, and we've explored a few of them. There was one from Meta. There's another one called Replica. There's one called Emerson. There's this ChatGPT thing that has really kind of taken the world by storm to some extent in recent months. And... it's been pretty fascinating. But one of the things that kind of got this whole thing started before the summer of last year was the idea of deepfakes. And deepfakes have been kind of out there for a few years now, at least publicly. People have been taking actors' faces and then transposing them onto other actors' bodies.
Yeah, I wanted to run a deepfake for mayor here in Keene. But, you know, I ended up not having the time and the resources and the energy to, like, do that. But
you do still have to have some... pretty impressive processing capabilities, I think.
Also true. I probably would not have been able to pull it off, but the idea was there, and that would have been a lot of fun to just make this normal John Everyman kind of person to run for mayor in Keene, and this not even a real person.
It could happen at some point. I mean,
right.
It's an interesting idea, probably something that someone else will run with at some point, and
I hope so.
And then it'll make headlines. But the deepfake technology is pretty amazing, and it's... if you saw the Trump one that the folks from South Park did a couple of years ago, and what was it called? Sassy Justice. That's what it was called. They made like a full-on 14-minute-long short film, which starred Donald Trump as this investigative reporter in like a Montana or Wyoming town or something like that. And it involved other people as well that were deepfakes. They had Mark Zuckerberg in there in one of the roles. And then I think Julie Andrews as well, the actress, who's I think deceased at this point. But young Julie Andrews was in it. So the whole point of it was just to show off how impressive this
technology
was.
And it wasn't animated? It was like...
It was actual humans.
Wow.
Well, not actual humans, but generated humans by this deepfake technology. The point of it was just to show off what they could do. You know, they threw a few million bucks at the production, and they came out with an amazing thing. So, you know, one of the things that the deepfakes were missing was the audio. You had to get somebody who sounded like the person in order to do the audio track for the video. The video looked like Donald Trump in this role as this TV reporter with different hair. And but it didn't, you know, it wasn't Donald Trump actually doing the voice, and it wasn't an AI-generated Donald Trump doing the voice. It was somebody who was a Trump impersonator basically doing the voice, if I recall correctly.
But now we could have an AI doing the voice of Donald Trump.
Yes. In fact, last night, Bonnie and I were talking about the, you know, the AI technology getting to the point where we're not going to be able to tell what is real. I mean, like, we're on the cusp of that right now. It is to the point where the technology exists to be able to duplicate somebody's voice. And the news was last night that we were sharing was that Microsoft has now gotten it down using their AI technology to where all you need is a 3-second clip of somebody's voice, and they claim they can get all the intonations and all the subtleties of that person's voice from just a 3-second clip. So it used to be you
had
to provide...
That's crazy. I don't doubt it, but man, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, so prior to that announcement, it used to be that you had to provide significant data input, significant recordings. You know, the longer you had, the better it was going to be, obviously. But now they're saying 3 seconds is all they need. So that's amazing, right?
That's stunning.
Incredible. And so so these AI generative systems for graphics, video, for audio, they've always, you know, the more data you can give to it, the more accurate generally it's going to be. And so we're in a place right now where the only reason why this isn't more of a problem and more commonplace is simply because it hasn't caught on yet. Simply because the tools are still being developed to some extent, but many of them are out there. Many of them have been released. Many of them are available to be utilized. And that's where we start this story about...
I would also think it's expensive, is it not?
It's not that expensive.
Wow, okay.
Now, I have not used the tools that they're about to tell us about here in this story. Actually, I don't even think they tell you specifically what the tools are, but I suspect all you got to do is look and you'll find them. This is about AI generated deepfake pornography. And let me, before I get into this, I'll give you an example of the how good, I'm not going to play it because it's too profane, but Vincent, a former co-host of ours, sent me a link last night after our show to a fake Donald Trump audio clip. Where, well, purportedly fake, where he's talking about going to Epstein's Island and watching Bill Clinton have sex with the teenage girls and
sure.
And sacrificing them to some dark lord or something like that, and just, you know, talking about how he was high on heroin the whole time. And it really sounds like Donald Trump. So, like,
yeah,
it's there.
I don't doubt it.
This technology is there. The audio is doable. The video is doable. It's all completely there, and now it's just a matter of more and more people getting their hands on this and being able to make people like Donald Trump or Joe Biden or your mother or father, with a 3-second clip is all they need, to say anything you want them to say and put them in any kind of circumstance with video, as we're going to find out here. So here's a story from Yahoo News, and I guess this is the UK Independent. A man sits close to a microphone stand. Tears fill his eyes. He puts his head in his hands. "It's so embarrassing," he says. "It's gross, and I'm sorry." Behind him, his wife wipes away tears with a crumpled tissue. A few days earlier, Brandon Ewing, known as Atrioc to his followers, on the streaming platform Twitch, had shared his screen during a live video.
Oh, I heard about this, and he was watching a fake porn of some friend of his.
Apparently.
It's like the girl's boyfriend is supposed to be his best friend. They bake him a cake for his wedding
Then
charge him or something like that. So it was really shady of him to have been watching this in the first place. And
interesting.
This dude, her boyfriend, spends lots of money getting her image and her fake, you know, pictures and videos scrubbed from all of these websites. And then his best friend allegedly is out there watching the videos.
Oof.
Yeah. It's kind of screwed up. That's the extent of what I know about it. I don't know any of these people's names.
Yep.
I just watched it play out on Twitter.
Well, apparently his name is Atrioc. That's his username. One of the visible open tabs showed a paid access porn site specializing in AI-generated sexual images, otherwise known as deepfakes. Viewers of the stream screenshotted the leak, then widely shared the site, images from it, and the names of the women who were deepfaked. Ewing had accidentally revealed he had been looking at deepfake pornography of two other popular Twitch streamers, Maya Higa and Pokimane. neither had consented to their likenesses being used for sexually explicit material.
Well, it's not really something you can consent to or not consent to. It's
indeed.
You don't have any control over what someone chooses to draw.
That is the point of this whole discussion, is people are getting upset.
Well, that
about
sucks
this.
For them.
And I'm sorry that this is frustrating for you, but as you pointed out, Arya, your image is out there. You wanted the attention.
Yep.
Right? Like, you decided, oh, I'm going to make money by streaming video games online. I'm going to go put my face on Twitch and have millions of viewers. I know the name Pokimane because somebody called in years ago and pretended to be her when they called our show. And
nice.
We kind of interviewed the fake Pokimane right. caller. And so I know she's a very popular Twitch streamer.
She is. And you're absolutely right. There are Twitch streamers out there who don't ever put their voice on stream, who don't ever put their face on stream. Mm. It's just them playing a video game. And
they can't be very popular.
It's tremendously dull. No one watches
it. Right.
Because it's not entertaining, right? So, but
yeah, you want to connect, quote-unquote connect. Even though they don't know who you are, you want to know who that person is.
Yeah, that parasocial relationship. You want to exploit that as the content creator.
And you, as the viewer, want to see that person react. That's why it's useful to see their image on the screen. If they're scared at a horror game, you want to see them jump back and shriek, or if they're, you know, whatever, that kind
of thing. Yeah, a lot of them are just basically actors.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, they may be giving genuine reactions when they're...
I think they play them up a lot of times.
Yeah. Knowing that it gets more results. So she put herself on, these girls put themselves on the internet, and there's a lot of video of them. There's a lot of imagery of them out there, and on the one hand, it has made a career for them. They have become successful live streamers doing something that many people wish they could do, you know, wish they could make money by playing video games online. But the dark side of it is you've exposed your image to the internet.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a double-edged sword.
I don't know how to tell her this either, but the people watching this AI porn of her, they don't need the porn in order to do what it is they're doing to her image.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier.
Right. I mean, in the old days, someone would do it the hard way by taking a still frame of the person, going into Photoshop, cutting their head out, and finding a matching image of, or close enough matching image to some porn actress, of which there are millions, and then pasting and making it look like that was originally the girl in question, the streamer or whoever.
Yeah, that's existed for a long
time. That's been going on a long time, but it did take some kind of... you know, effort. It took some kind of expertise at Photoshop. You had to be good at it to make it look like it melded well with the original photo. Now the computer can just do it for you. Now there's websites, apparently, that will just do it for you. Ewing said in his apology video, quote, I got morbidly curious and I clicked something.
Yes, and then he accidentally put in his credit card information and accidentally signed up for this website. He tripped and fell, you see.
He insisted he'd navigated to a deepfake site from an advertisement on Pornhub, which took him to another subscriber-only website. There, he paid to view the doctored images of the female streamers. Quote, there's an ad on every effing video, so I know other people must be clicking it, he said. He also denied that his viewing of non-consensual porn was a pattern of behavior, yet despite clearly attempting to write off the incident as a dumb rookie mistake that would be easy for anyone to make, he also declared his behavior embarrassing and disgusting.
I mean, this is really easy. Before you go live, you should always check your browser tabs, right? Like, when I did the Satanic Bible Studies, I would put embarrassing stuff up there on purpose.
Really?
Just so, like, when I clicked over, like, oh, let's get that out of the way or whatever.
Whoops.
You know, it's just part
of
the joke. But, like, to have something up there accidentally, this is just a streamer making a rookie mistake of not checking to see what he had open. Next you're going to have your bank account open, man? Come on.
And now he's sorry he got caught.
Yes.
That's what he's sorry about. It's been more than 5 years since users of social media site Reddit started using AI to perform face swaps, digitally stitching one person's head to another's body, making their likeness move and even speak in ways the real individual never had. Back in 2018, the media reaction to these new deepfakes seemed to spin around their potential for political hoaxes. The dominant concern was this rapidly advancing technology, which has had the power to literally put words in the mouths of any public figure on the planet, would plunge us ever deeper into a post-truth existence. And a new era of AI-generated spin. Yet right from the start, the vast majority of deepfakes created and circulated online had no political motive. Most of them were, and still are, porn.
That's humanity, man.
Indeed. The term deepfakes itself comes from one Reddit user who went by that moniker in a celebrity doppelganger porn forum where he posted AI-generated mashups of celebrity faces on porn performer bodies. The result? Realistic-looking videos of people having sex, which never actually happened. Today, what began as one man's pervy hobby has taken over the internet. According to government statistics, a website that virtually undresses photos of women has received 38 million hits. How's the government know that? In the first 8 months of 2021.
That's a really good question. I want to know more about this website. So, how does the government know that? And why do they know that? What bureaucracy within the government is keeping track of how many people are visiting this porn site?
I don't know. They link to it, so I can pull it up for you here in a little
and
bit.
And more important, this is a website where you can, like, send an image of some chick, and it will just, like, imagine what she must look like naked? I don't understand.
Perhaps. As Ewing himself puts it, there's an ad on every effing video on Pornhub. It's not only celebrities who are targets, either, or even widely recognized streamers in the Twitch community. A vast proportion of the deepfake porn marketplace, where people pay for AI-generated sexual imagery of specific individuals, are of regular people.
See, the only thing I don't like about this is I feel like if you're using their image, you should at least have the decency to kick them back some of the money. Right. And I'm not saying they have to even agree to it or even accept it, but like, hey, look, I made $50,000 this month off porn featuring you. Here's $50.
That would be nice, but they're not obligated
They're
to.
Not obligated to, know, but I think they should as a gesture of good faith.
And they may not know who those people are. I mean, this is just a website that plugs in data into an algorithm. I mean, strangers go. They bring images of, as they point out here, their colleagues, their friends, a girl someone follows on Instagram, someone's family member. With just a few clicks, it's possible to make, share, and profit from pornographic videos starring non-consenting people.
See, this is a good thing. We were warned our entire lives not to put our entire lives out there on the internet. Then what happened? MySpace and Facebook came along, and everyone immediately dumped their entire freaking lives out there onto the internet. Some of them do this thing called real life streaming, which is just dumping their lives out there on the internet. Now you have this fake porn. What did people expect? They put all of the content out there for this. If you don't want this out there, stay offline. This was always going to be the result.
And you can do it. You can have this thing generate pornography, actual apparently video porn, using only a front-facing photo of their face. So it's gotten that good where you don't have to give it 20 images. It can just somehow figure it out.
That is pretty good, because I remember you and Bonnie training one of the chatbots, and it took like dozens of images, right?
We gave it, I mean, we probably could have done fewer, but we gave it 30 or 20 images, and it does okay.
Okay.
But it's not designed for this purpose,
right?
This is an AI that's designed to take a small amount of input and turn it into pornography. While the motivation behind making, commissioning, or consuming deepfake porn may be sexual gratification or for a laugh, or a twisted desire for control and power over women's bodies.
Alternatively, get ahead of this. This would be the better solution. Get ahead of it. Start yourself an OnlyFans, right? The solution to all of these problems, you don't want fake porn out there, make real porn.
Well, I wouldn't say that that's a solution to this problem, because, first of all, a lot of the people on OnlyFans don't make any money. Right, like there's very, very little money to be made because there's much porn.
But if people want to see Pokimane naked and they have this fake porn to choose from, or her actual OnlyFans, almost everyone will go to her actual OnlyFans to see the real images and the real videos.
Maybe so, but she can make money without having to take her clothes off.
Yeah,
but she doesn't.
Yeah, but the porn's still out there, and now it's fake. And
she's
still
going to be out there anyway, because then if she doesn't do what somebody wants her to do or whatever, which, you know, we're not going to get into detail about those things that people might want, then somebody could just have the fake, the fake one do that.
But so, it could definitely decrease the quantity of the fake porn,
I don't know if it would, and I don't think it's really... I mean, obviously she could do that, but is it really going to increase the revenues to her?
And I don't think it's a matter of increasing the revenue as much as it is, you know, if there's going to be porn of me out there on the internet, and I have two options, I can either put it out there myself or I can let fake porn of me get thrown out there, then I'm going to choose option A, which at least has the possibility of throwing me some money.
Yeah. I just feel like if your calling is to do something else, then you don't want to do porn, right? Like, she wants to go and play video games online or whatever it is she does, IRL streaming or whatever it is, and she doesn't want to do those things, and that's fine. The solution is to just simply just live with it. You know, this is
also
new,
valid.
This is the new reality. And you complaining about it isn't going to solve this problem. You hiring lawyers to go after websites isn't going to solve this problem. We'll get into what these people think they can do about it here in a moment.
No, this is all protected, right? Everything here would be protected by the First Amendment. It's art.
If it's even located in the United States.
And hasn't the Supreme Court, like, run against this repeatedly, where the line between art and pornography gets blurred, and even the Supreme Court of the United States hasn't been able to definitively define it?
I think that's true. There is the argument that, at least as far as non-public persons are concerned, now, Pokimane would be considered a public personality. She's on Twitch. But as far as, like, if this was your next-door neighbor, or something like that, that you've got their picture and you put it into this, then the argument would be that you're profiting from someone's likeness without their, or you're using someone's likeness without their permission. There is, I believe, some sorts of protections in U.S. law for that.
Okay.
Whether it would apply here or not, I don't know.
Those protections probably shouldn't exist anyway.
I tend to agree with you there. So they say here, while the motivation may be various different things here, the imagery is often used to intimidate and harass the women whose likenesses have been appropriated. Essentially, deepfakes are post-truth sex tapes, artificial intimate images weaponized to tarnish women's reputations, silence them, or extort money. Well, why can't this be done to men? I mean, clearly this can and will and probably is being done to men, because there's certainly plenty of, you know, gay guys out there who want to look at gay porn or whatever.
I hate this concept of this post-truth era. Like, it's a new thing. People believed the world was freaking flat and the sun orbited the earth for thousands of years. And there's no truth in that. People have believed things that are false all the time.
Sure.
People have been unable to tell the difference between reality and fiction all the time. The Salem Witch Trials, the Spanish Inquisition. All of these other examples of people seeing a thing and not understanding it and believing something completely different had happened have been going on for thousands of years. This thing where someone watches a video and, oh, did this really happen? That's not new. None of this is new. There is no post-truth era. There's just a continuation of the same vague uncertainty we've always had to deal with as human beings.
This is the first time I've heard the term post-truth. It's
been going around since Trump. Trump was the one who brought us into the post-truth era,
where
truth became a matter of opinion versus a certainty. And it's like, no, that's always been the case.
Well, the truth is still the truth, and there's always going to be misinformation. There's always going to be lies out there, and trying to sort that out is always the challenge in, you know, living one's life. Figuring out what the truth is, trying to get closer to it is, you know, a constant challenge. And I guess the point is that it's harder now, and it will be harder now than ever before, to know, did this person say this thing? Did this person do this thing that they're being represented as doing? And it is going to be so difficult unless you can actually speak to that person and ask them in actual physical reality. You will not know for certain. That's the point at which
you don't know if they're lying.
Well, of course not. Of course. The number here is 603-283-6160. We got a little bit more here on AI pornography, and it's stirring up controversy. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News update. House Democrats are ready to welcome President Biden for his State of the Union address tonight, and most expect him to deliver a positive message.
We're going to build upon our track record of success and continue to fight for lower costs, for better paying jobs, for safer communities.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called Biden a pro-union, pro-middle-class president who's delivered meaningful legislation during his first 2 years in office. The death toll has now eclipsed 7,700 following yesterday's devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Aid is flowing in from countries all over the world as the search continues for survivors. Americans prepare to open up their wallets this Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation says an estimated $26 billion will be spent on flowers, cards, candy, and other gifts. That works out to about $193 per person. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on AI-generated pornography. Some people online are discovering that their fans have taken their image and put it into various websites, apparently, according to this article at the UK Independent.
Look, if you have a link to this of Mark Edge, I want it just to troll Mark with it, so shoot that to me. Join our Matrix server at matrix.freetalklive.com. Or chat.freetalklive.com, yeah. Shoot that to me, because I would love to troll Mark with it.
Yeah, I suspect it won't be hard if someone starts to, you know, search around to find these sites. They're not linking them in the actual story here from the UK Independent. But apparently with as little as one image of the person's face from front on, they can generate actual motion video pornography of that person.
That seems so unlikely. I mean,
it's probably kind of janky, I would guess, with just one image, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I have no desire to watch this. I don't understand the appeal of this, right? Like, okay, so Pokimane's pretty, I guess. I don't know off the top of my head what she looks like, but I imagine if she's a successful...
She's kind of Asian looking.
If she's a successful streamer, she's probably pretty.
Yeah.
But, like, what makes her unique versus... Every other porn actress out there. Yeah.
Asian porn or whatever.
Yeah, I just don't understand the appeal. Like, is it because it's her, but it's not her.
There's long been a fascination with celebrity porn. I remember years ago when we were, I think it was when we were a local show, we had a co-host named Torgo who was friends with a site called Mr. Skin. And he actually had this Mr. Skin guy on his show at one point to just interview him regularly about, like, celebrity pornography. And it wasn't quote-unquote pornography. It was just, like, at that time, it was just freeze frames of celebrities in, like, nude scenes in their movies, right? And, and this website, it probably still exists, Mr. Skin.
Well, obviously, there's something good about that.
It was a catalog of all these actors and actresses and where they were nude, and I believe images of them being nude in these. So the whatever you're confused about, I think, is just related to that. It's just simply the fascination with celebrity, right? And so Twitch streamers are the new celebrities. They, in some cases, can be more popular than some of the old celebrities of back in, you know, the 90s or the aughts, people who were in movies before it became possible to just simply start, set up a cheap $100 webcam and just start putting, you know, endless amounts of video online to become all of a sudden, you know, you have millions of followers. Some percentage of those people are going to want to see you naked.
That's just, sure.
They're into you. And,
right.
And you are the fuel that they use for their sexual pleasure, their self-pleasuring. That's just the reality of it.
Right, I get that. I guess I get that. I don't know if I get that or not.
Being able to deepfake those people just takes it to the next level.
You know, I understand that from Pokimane's perspective, or the creator's perspective, so to speak, where, okay, I exist, I'm out here doing this thing, some number of people are going to be out there using me for their pleasure, right?
Guaranteed?
Yeah. But I understand it from that perspective. What I don't understand is their perspective, their
the
motives.
User.
Yeah, I don't understand what the appeal is for them versus, you know, whatever else they may want to look for that's legit and real and not fake.
Maybe if you can answer the question, the number here is 603-283-6160. Maybe Ricky from the Commonwealth knows the answer. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what, Brother Ian, good evening. And is that Sister Aria?
Yep.
Thought you were sick. I guess you're better.
She's back.
Yeah, I was only down for like a day.
What's on your mind, dude?
Well, I had on my mind I was going to do a cannabis update, but you know what? Since you got this topic, I can wait on that.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about this thing here. Well, first of all, I think the concept of what they call fantasy porn is really stupid. And here's my reasoning why.
What is fantasy porn?
Well, it's been around for a long time, you know, Ian. It's in one incarnation or another. It could be like now, like you're saying, putting a head on somebody, computer-generated stuff. But here's another thing, too. You had something called celebrity fakes. You mentioned about celebrity pornography. And that's something I'm actually quite familiar with, you know. But what it comes down to is you have what they call a celebrity fake. And that's been around forever, as long as you can do it. And you had people putting the head of a celebrity on the body of somebody else.
That's right. We went over all this.
Huh?
We went over all of this.
Okay, but to my thinking is it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because you know it's fake.
I think that was the point Aria was making, is like,
right.
Why would
yeah.
someone be interested in this knowing that it's fake? And I think the idea is they would just, sort of like when a movie requires you to suspend disbelief in order to enjoy the movie, these people simply suspend their disbelief in order to enjoy the fantasy that this is what this person could look like. Is it going to be completely accurate? No, but is it a set of breasts and whatever else? Yes, it is. So it could be what they look like when they're naked.
If I may add to this, Brother Ian, I mean, I am familiar with it because I think I grew up like any other kid, you know what I mean? And I think that was something, celebrity pornography or something, that was like interesting, you know?
Okay.
So, but my point is, there's a lot of real stuff out there, too. You can go anywhere from Pam and Tommy Lee. You can go to... Then they had you had Pam and Vince Neil, you know. Then you had you can go back in time.
I mean, the whole reason the Kardashians are famous is because Kim intentionally leaked her own sex tape. I mean, there are countless examples of quote celebrities making sex tapes.
Well, then of course you had China the wrestler, you know.
I don't think anyone wanted to see China naked.
Are we just going through a list of celebrity porn that you've watched at this point, Ricky?
Well, we don't have to do that. But my point is, I don't understand why somebody is doing this. I never.
Why did you do it?
You don't understand why someone's doing what?
Why anybody would want to have any kind of interest in something that you know is not real.
Why did you do it, Ricky?
But he's watching the real ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot more out there than that, sweetheart, believe me.
Thank you, Ricky, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. So essentially, Ricky has a similar question to your question, is why is this interesting? Why are people doing this? The reality is, even though we may not particularly understand it personally, this is becoming probably more popular than we even realize. Not only is there news coverage about it, but one of the other aspects of AI pornography generation is, in a lot of cases, it doesn't have to involve real people. So there was some images that were shown on, I think it was in one of our chat rooms on the chat server at chat.freetalklive.com, where they put a link to some images that were generated by Stable Diffusion. Stable Diffusion is an AI image generator, and people have uncensored versions. So, like, the normal Stable Diffusion is sort of the training set that it has doesn't have nudity in it, so you can't get it to generate naked pictures. But somebody figured out a way to send it a trained set that you can have it generate naked pictures of completely fake people. Computer-generated people. And
Harm, no foul, right?
And right, because they're not real people.
Right, even if they are. I mean, they're still just paintings. But
They're just completely computer-generated women. Will they look similar to real-life women? Heck yeah, they do. They look a lot like real people. Like, it's pretty good. Like, we know that the AI is not so great at fingers at this point. Like, it can't usually put five fingers or four fingers and a thumb on a hand. It's not very good at that. There might be like 7 fingers or 10 fingers or something like that. But those things are going to get solved in relatively short order.
But from the point of view of the consumer, the user or whatever, it's irrelevant to me whether these porn actresses are real in the first place. When I go to Pornhub.com, every video I watch could be a fake actresses.
Indeed.
And I would never know, and it would be meaningless to me if they were.
Right.
I suspect the streamer thing that's going on here has a lot to do with that parasocial relationship that we mentioned earlier, where they feel like they have some sort of connection to her, and that makes her more of a girl next door. It gives her more a girl next door appeal or something like that.
Yeah, and people would absolutely use this on the girl next door if they got a picture of the girl
next
door. You know?
So how does Stable Diffusion's nudity generation end up going? I mean,
it's happening. I mean, there's like whole communities out there of people who are sharing their AI generated porns which don't have anything to do with real life people that are just completely generated. And
that's crazy. I love human beings, right? Because that's what we do. We get AI. We invent the internet, the tool, the sum of all human knowledge. We fill it with porn. We invent artificial intelligence. What did we? We use it to generate more porn.
Well, what was it that made VHS beat the beta tapes back in the 1980s?
Was it porn?
The porn shows, VHS. Cyprian, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, makes a relevant point here about this whole AI trend, things that are going. And he says, the Skynet robots in the movie Terminator had to expend massive energy and resources to eliminate the human resistance. The actual AI singularity will use VR ethos to virtually eliminate all human reproduction in a single generation, nonviolent, scalable, and incredibly cheap.
I don't know what he means by that.
So a virtual ethot, a VR ethot. An ethot would be a girl.
That hoe over there.
Right, thank you. That hoe over there is what thought is short for. And now they have the ability to simply generate a fake ethot, an electronic girl, right? So prior to AI, there were plenty of ethots. A lot of these girls streaming on Twitch, for instance, would be probably described as that.
I suspect Pokemon was an ethot.
Girls whose job it is to provide not sexual temptation per se. That's not their job. That's not what they're trying to do, I don't think. Well, Amaranth, I think, is another example of one who
They're trying to be pretty, and they're trying to look nice for a camera.
Some of them use sex more than others, let's say that. Sure. Right? Some of them are more, you know, showing more cleavage and that sort of thing. And so they pander to this online community of males, mostly, who are what they would call simps for these people, meaning that they want attention from the girl who's on the camera. And in the world of Twitch or YouTube streaming or whatever, they send money.
And that's how they get that attention.
That's how they get the attention. They send gifts and money and things like that. And that's the relationship, quote unquote. As you described it, parasocial is the terminology that describes a one-to-many sort of relationship where it seems intimate, meaning that the person might be showing, quote-unquote, intimate things in their life, like they're making food in the kitchen or they're going on a walk or whatever it is that they're taking the dog out, whatever it is that they're doing, and the person on the video believes that they're part of that. They feel as though that they're part of that, even though the person who's who is creating the video content has no idea who these people are. She's never met them. Maybe she'll meet them at a convention that she attends and take a photograph with them. But beyond that, it's just simply the people that pay her electric bill.
Yeah, right? She'll never recognize them if she sees them a second time.
Very unlikely, unless they are a big donor, right? Then she's probably going to remember at that point. But now what he's predicting here is that the ethos, these electronic girls, will no longer need to be human. You won't have to pay for the get them to recognize you, because the program will do it. You've given an example here on the air in previous episodes of this chat bot, which is Replica.
Yep.
And it is being advertised now, apparently. I have not yet seen this, but Replica is now advertising as not only is it going to be your online friend who knows you, quote-unquote, or whatever, but it will send you NSFW, not safe for work pics.
That's correct. When I first became aware of Replica, it was all about appealing to people who had depression or who felt lonely or whatever, I decided to mess with it, right? But not long after that, within a month or two maybe, all of the ads sort of mutated, and they became about, oh, hey, here's your digital girlfriend, get not safe. They all focus on that not safe for work pics thing and not safe for work role-playing. And it's like, it's hyper-fixated on that exact element.
Somebody must have figured out at the Replica company that that's what their customers really wanted.
Well, right? I haven't logged in again since they made that little shift, and I have no desire to.
You weren't paying for the Replica, right?
I was bored of the thing anyway.
I presume you got to pay for the NSFW.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe you should log back in so we can figure it out. But this is an example, right?
It was not very appealing. They gamified the thing a lot as well, which I didn't like.
You can meet people
in
real life.
You had to log in, and then you get 10 stars, and the next day you get 20 stars. That kind of cheap.
Real life. You go out on, you know, on dates and, you know, hang out with real life people. This is for the truly lonely individuals out there.
Why can't they just go out and meet new people?
Well, this is going to make it harder for them to do that, right? Like, they already are living solitary lives. And we know, like, the World Economic Forum wants, in, what was it, 2030, they think everybody's going to own nothing and, quote-unquote, be happy, and the metaverse and these online chatbots are going to be part of this. And that's what Cyprian's predicting here. He's saying that the AI will be able to use VR ethos to eliminate human reproduction here, because essentially if all these guys are doing is interacting with technology that's, quote-unquote, their online girlfriend, using them for not-safe-for-work pics, and having chats with them whenever they're not going to work or whatever it is they do to get the electric bill paid, they are essentially having no human, meaningful human interaction. They're not going to reproduce, right?
I can see the concern, but I think it's going to go the opposite direction. I think more and more people are going to disconnect from the internet solely because they don't want to risk, you know, some creepy friend of theirs taking their pictures off of Facebook or Instagram or whatever and plugging them into one of these AIs and getting pornography on them.
But that cat's out of the bag. I mean, maybe you could do that if you never went on the internet, like the next generation could avoid it.
Younger people tend to stay away from these sorts of social media sites. I mean, certainly they're on Snapchat and Instagram and things like that, but Snapchat, if you screenshot your friend's pictures or you save your friend's pictures, Snapchat notifies them. That's one of the most awesome things about Snapchat.
There's probably a hack.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, I don't think, does that, but a lot of these people, they just don't use Instagram, and they're shying away from social media. I suspect that as this sort of pornography becomes more and more common,
we may go back to where people become handles, basically, without faces, without their real names. You're going back to the original way that people use the internet. Is that what you're predicting here?
Or they'll just unplug from the internet entirely, because I'm not sure what benefit I actually get in my life from the internet, other than the ability to look up random facts that I may be curious about or may not have the answer to. I'm not sure in any other way that I benefit from the internet.
That's an interesting prediction, and certainly I think what we will see as AI becomes more prevalent in our lives, because it's gonna. As AI becomes more prevalent, there's a lengthy article that I have, and maybe we'll share some of it here in a little while, that kind of gets into predictions of what it's going to look like as AI kind of rises in its prominence amongst people's lives. It's like the only way to get away from this is to get away from technology, is to turn off these various different technological aspects that we've currently have embroiled just deeply within our lives. We read a story some number of weeks ago on the show about these Luddite teens that were having meetings in New York City where the rule is they have to leave their phone at home, and then they would physically go and like meet at a park and read books together and things like that.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe we're going to see the growth of those Luddite types, people who are completely eschewing or partially getting rid of technology from their lives as a result of sort of the rise of AI.
I would certainly hope so. But I don't have any issue with AI, and I think AI is probably a good thing. But we also there needs to be a balance, I think.
Well, that's the thing. It's going to be tough. It's going to get harder to find that balance. You're going to have to put a lot of effort into it, because AI is going to it's going to be pretty prevalent, is the way it seems. Like, we're just starting to see how effective it can be at creating things, but it hasn't really been let loose in its full capacity yet, and we don't know what that's going to look like, and we can't really prepare for it.
Well, what we still have is an AI, is it? It's just like complicated machine learning, but it isn't true artificial intelligence.
Maybe. We don't really know what we have.
True.
And a lot of the people who are making the AI apparently don't know what they have either. Like, there's, I forget where I read this, but some people don't even understand, like, the engineers who make these systems, in many cases, don't even really understand how they work.
I remember the Facebook one, they unplugged it way back in the day, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, Facebook had an early AI, and they unplugged it. Because it invented a language for itself that they didn't
they
want it to
understand.
Yeah. Well, they were able to figure out, you know, the language, but like they didn't want a AI powerful enough at that time that it could just invent a new way of communicating and eliminate the way that humans wanted it to communicate.
What happens when the AI is smart enough to upgrade itself, which is basically the singularity, right?
Yeah.
And then it can change itself without, you know, having to ask your permission. You don't know what it's doing necessarily to change itself. You may not be able to comprehend the changes that it makes if it's getting smarter as it's able to and can sort of iterate itself over and over again and improve itself and fix its bugs. It may become so smart so quickly and so out of like whatever quote-unquote control that people have tried to put on it. It could be very, very interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think we'll be able to recognize the singularity until long after it has happened. Yeah.
So in the wake of last week's Twitch scandal, a number of content creators have spoken out, many of whom didn't know they'd also been featured on deepfake porn sites. Pokimane, one of the streamers shown on this other streamer's deepfake porn tab, tweeted, quote, "Stop sexualizing people without their consent," unquote. And you can tweet as hard as you want, sweetie. Good luck.
You have no control over other people sexualizing you.
Another streamer known as Brooke AB asked, quote, "How long are we going to accept that being stalked, harassed, sexualized is, quote, just part of being a woman on the internet?"
Hold on, those are all very different things. Stalked and harassed, those are crimes.
Yep.
Those are acts of aggression, and those are not acceptable.
Agreed.
But being sexualized, that's just someone's opinion of you, how someone is reacting to you. You don't have any control over that or any right to get offended over it.
Certainly not if you put your picture out on the internet.
Yeah.
Right? Like, or if you walk outside your house. If you don't want someone to sexualize you, male or female. I know they're acting like, oh, this is only women that this happens to.
It's mostly women, though.
I get what you're saying, but it can happen the other way around. If you don't want someone to be attracted to you, then don't try to look attractive and don't be seen. That's the solution. You stay inside your house and then no one else will see you. Right? have someone deliver your food to you, that kind of thing. And wear a bag when you answer the door for the food delivery guy. Because, you know, he might sexualize you, too.
Well, isn't this the whole reason that Muslim women began wearing burqas and things like that, to resist the sexualization that goes on in Western society?
Well, I don't know whether it was their choice to do that, but yes, reportedly, that is a reason why Muslim women are supposed to wear things like that, yes, to reduce the temptation.
Has Pokimane attempted to stream wearing a burqa? Because we know the answer is no, and we know why she hasn't streamed wearing a burqa, don't we?
Right.
It's because she wants people to see her body and her pretty little face.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
Nope.
You know? She says, "When this is the other girl, Brooke AB, says, when are we going to take steps to change this? Why is this normalized?" She says. "Why? Well, what are the steps going to be? What do you think you can do?"
There's nothing I can do. I have no desire to do anything, even if I could do something about this.
In a now widely shared video, streamer QT Cinderella, the partner of Ewing's friend and business associate Ludwig Agrin, similarly argued she shouldn't have to fight and pay to get deepfake content taken offline. And I agree, you shouldn't. You shouldn't even bother, because it is a fight you cannot win. You versus the internet? Those odds don't play.
No, it's like someone getting hit with ransomware and paying the ransom in order to get all their files back or whatever. Only this, in the example of these Twitch streamers, they're repeatedly getting hit with the ransomware, and the ransomware people are going to do it because they know you're going to pay up. So you're not gaining anything or benefiting at all by paying these websites to scrub your images for a few weeks.
Well, I expect she's not paying them. She's probably paying an attorney to send them cease and desist orders or whatever.
That's still not much better.
Either way, we're just talking about making money for attorneys, and you're never going to scrub anything from the internet. Hello? I mean, have y'all ever heard of the Streisand effect? The more you complain about this sort of thing, like, I never heard of QT Cinderella or Brooke AB prior to this, but I guarantee you there's people who are going right now, ooh, what'd she look like?
I was curious if they were pretty or not. Not enough to look it up, but I was curious.
She said, "It shouldn't be part of my job to be harassed, to see pictures of me, quote, nude, spread around," she insisted through tears. She said, "The fact that it is," she added, "is, quote, exhausting."
That like, is your job, though. You literally put yourself out there as a public figure to be looked at. Like, you literally did that to yourself.
You could just ignore it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one's forcing you to go to these websites to see what sort of compromising positions that your fans have put you in.
Also true.
You don't have to. Okay, you could just, somebody's going to send you an email and say, "Oh my God, I found you on this website. Look at what they've done to you." And you could just hit the delete button and go about doing your video game streaming and just act like it doesn't exist, because that's the best solution you got, unless you just want to go, unless you want to retire and go underground. There's more coming up here.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.